supervisor. So I backed out and actually endorsed Jeff Seymour.
Jeff Seymour,
record straight going in the door.
He was the town supervisor candidate running this past Tuesday.
Yes, he was.
And on the Democratic line or the Republican line?
He was running on the Democratic line and also the Independence line.
Okay, so you're here to talk about the election on this past Tuesday and the kind of I don't know what the word, the dirty political tricks that went on kind of beforehand. And this is kind of a thing that happens around here every election, the weekend before the election. Somebody will mail out some totally erroneous mailer or say that a candidate shot a deer in his backyard or something like that. I think that happened in Athens 2 years ago. There's always some story. And so, Ernie, tell us what happened in the Stockport election this year, last weekend.
Well, the sad thing is I'm not going to pull any punches. I'm not going to be politically correct and say that truth was distorted. I'm just going to be brutally honest and say that there was a postcard sent to Stockport Republicans over the weekend. Some arrived on Saturday, some arrived on Monday. Of course, the arrival time not only closed up to the election, so there couldn't be a rebuttal, but there in the area, there is only one newspaper of record. It does not publish on Monday, and it has a very tight deadline for Tuesday. The postcard contained blatant lies. There's no two ways about it. There's no way to whitewash it. And the saddest thing is it was sent by some gutless wonder who didn't have the integrity to put their name on it. Okay, it was sent from postal permit 473 out of Newburgh.
And does the post office reveal who owns different permits? Is that a matter of public record, or is that a private information?
Well, in fact, as we speak, I have already talked to the postal inspector's office out of White Plains that covers the Newburgh post office. And I'm in touch now with the legal department of the post office. Looks like we're going to have to go with a Freedom of Information Act filing to reveal the name of the permit holder. Once that's in hand, then there is always the possibility of litigation, which would then allow us to subpoena records if it's a company and not an individual that owns the permit, to find out specifically who sent the postcard, and then my intent, at least, is to expose it, because they were slanderous. Not only did it contain lies, but they were slanderous in what they said. It directly slandered John Miller, head of the County Independence Party there in Columbia County, and it also directly slandered the Democratic Board of Election Commissioner, Virginia Martin. Both folks play things very straight within the bounds of the law. They don't do anything unethical. And in fact, John Miller is a fine, upstanding Christian man and will not do anything illegal, immoral, or unethical. And for that kind of a personal slam to be used to incite Stockport voters and then continue to lie in the postcard. The lie in the postcard was that, John Miller, although it doesn't name him, it says the Independence Party County Chairman, and that's who that is, and the Democratic Election Commissioner, Virginia Martin, both of who are Stockport residents, by the way. The postcard claimed they used a technicality, which is, and I quote from the postcard, I'm reading it on my screen.
We're going to put, I think we'll post it up on the WGXC newsroom. You sent us a copy, so we'll put it up there for people to see in a few minutes.
Okay. Yeah, it says they used undefined and unwritten rules in the election law to remove council candidates from the Republican line of the ballot. Factually, those rules that were used, there was a judge that set a precedent not a month before the general election ballot was put together, and that was when Matt Morrell, the then Stockport supervisor candidate, and Dick Bruno, the head of the vice chair of the conservative party in Columbia County, went to court against the Board of Election because there was a challenge that came out. There were petitions signed by conservative voters in Stockport. They wanted to have a primary on primary day for the conservative line. They didn't agree with the folks that the conservative party put on the line through their executive committee. And so Bruno and Morrell went to court, and were successful on a technicality, as people like to call it, but actually, truthfully, election law, which specifies that if there is paperwork, be it a petition to allow a right to vote, or if it's caucus paperwork, which is what happens with the Republican Party there in Stockport, they have a caucus, and the winners of the caucus are then submitted by, in this case, Todd Grunsey, who is the chairman of the town Republican committee. And what must be specified by law, okay, the law says that you must specify which office the candidates are running for. In the case in Stockport, of course, the supervisor candidate, it goes to say, you know, Matt Morrell is running for supervisor. What Grunsey did was he listed three names on the paperwork for the town board. Those names, of course, were Mr. Knott, Mrs. Kirker, and also Bob Briggs. What he failed to do is he didn't specify which office which person was running for. That's the same law that the judge used not a month before to throw out the attempt to get folks when they challenged for that conservative line. And that was the petition that went in did not specify that who was running for which office as far as the length of time. So in this case, I happen to know the background. You know, Bob Briggs was going for the 2-year term. Norma Kirker and Paul Knott were running for their existing seats, and they were 4-year terms. But the election board, by law, must and can only go by the paperwork that is submitted. So the paperwork that was submitted by Todd Grunsey, the Republican town chair in Stockport, was wrong. And there are deadlines. So it's not like someone could call and say, Todd, you didn't do this. No, the law prohibits that.
I just want to give our listeners a little perspective on this. This is kind of a typical thing. This is not like ultra rare or anything. It happened in the Hudson mayoral election this year that the Democratic candidate Nick Haddad didn't fill out his paperwork exactly right, and so he was kept off the primary ballot, and they both he had to be a write-in candidate in the Hudson Democratic mayoral primary because he didn't fill out his paperwork correctly. And likewise, in Catskill 2 years ago, Linda H. Overball, I'm probably getting the middle initial wrong, didn't fill out her middle initial. There's another Linda Overball, unrelated person in Catskill, two persons with the same name, so they had to keep her off the ballot because, again, the election officials cannot fill in the information for them. So this is candidates and parties make this mistake all the time, and it looks like somebody in Stockport made a mistake and then capitalized on it by making up this lying postcard that made it seem like it was some underhanded thing that somebody did to them because they made a mistake.
Right. And in doing so, what they did was they infuriated a number of Republican voters. I talked to a couple of poll watchers who told me they saw at least 75 to 125 of those postcards in people's hands when they were in the voting area, which I don't know if that's legal. I'm not sure about that one. I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not an expert on election law. This thing I happen to know because I had been in the middle of it. So what's happened is you've got some slanderous things and untrue things being said about John Miller and also about Virginia Martin, and they at the very least need an apology from somebody. And then, you know, the fact is there are a number of voters in Stockport who may have wrongly voted because they were lied to, and so they voted their anger and not the facts. So now we have a whole new group of folks that are going to be going on the Stockport board, including Matt Morrell as the head of the board. And basically, because of lying by someone who eventually will be known, these folks have been placed in a position. I don't know. I'm not thrilled to be a resident of Stockport and find out that people are going to be running my town got there because of lies and deceit.
And the accusation against Virginia Martin, the Democratic Election Board chairman, is kind of ludicrous because, of course, the Democratic Election Board commissioner has a counterpart, a Republican Election Board commissioner, who has to sign off on anything. So Jason Natske would have had to sign off on this, would have been part of the conspiracy against the Republicans in Stockport, right?
The alleged the conspiracy that didn't exist, as right. I understand it, you are correct. But it's sad, and the other thing I wanted to do is I want to tell folks, you guys are fantastic at the radio station, because Virginia Martin did indeed send a letter to the local newspaper. She sent it to Mr. Mason there to have it printed. The problem was the decision was made it wouldn't show up until the Tuesday morning issue, which was the Election Day issue, and they have a policy that doesn't allow that kind of stuff on Election Day. Even though they have a right, or actually they have an obligation to inform the public. And in this case, it wasn't like it was some kind of bogus, ambiguous story. It was an election commissioner who, at the time that it could have corrected the wrong and potentially made a difference in an election, was not allowed to have that letter published. So, you know, I hate to say this, but the Registrar gets a big black eye on this one because they really screwed up.
And I think you may have created a new policy here at WGXC. I think what we're going to try to do each election now is use the Monday before the election to try to debunk whatever trash and garbage goes out on the weekend before election, because this happens every year, and there has to be some accountability for it. Right now, there's absolutely no accountability in this area. Somebody can put out whatever election garbage they want before the election, and nobody's going to call them on it, and they're going to convince voters of their ludicrous lies.
Well, they're absolutely right. And you know, someone does need to do that, and being a local radio station as you are, and a community radio station, who better to fill the void where there's that need and to help hold people accountable than your radio station? And I think that goes to show how wonderful your radio station is, and how you embrace the public in that area. You know, it's needed, because the bottom line, at the end of the day, one of the things that has turned most Americans off, even about local elections, is the deceit, the lying, the half-truth, and the innuendo. Stuff like this postcard, which is so childish, and I pretty much believe, and I'm not mentioning names, I can tell you pretty much who sent the postcard. You know, just because I know how politics in Stockport is run and who sits behind the scenes as the puppet master when it comes to the Republican Party in Stockport. So when I'm proven correct or wrong, I will let you guys know as soon as I get the information from the post office, if it's forthcoming. I will advise you who sent the postcard, and then we can shed some light on some of the dirty backdoor politics that goes on in Columbia County, because, gosh, it really is needed, you know? Truly it is.
Yeah, so we would love to hear from you as you find out more information, and we're going to make an effort to ask the Republicans in Stockport to come on and comment about this situation too. So please let us know if the postal inspector uncovers who's behind permit 473 out of Newburgh.
We'll find out eventually. Freedom of Information Act is a wonderful thing. People can only hide for so long before before they're pulled out of their cave and their dirty tricks are exposed, and they embarrass themselves and their party in some cases. We'll have to wait and see.
All right. Well, we're right up against the news here. It's a little past 5 o'clock, so we'll have to go. But thank you so much for calling in, Ernie, and giving us a first crack at this story here.
Thank you very much. Hey, you guys take care, and I'll be back with you as soon as I have more information.
All right. Thank you. That was Ernie Belanger calling from Stockport with news about what happened there last weekend before the election.